Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ah, shout out to John Gruden for doing a little voiceover there for us. Chucky, thanks. All right, happy Halloween. It is Friday, it is October 31st, and it's also the best time of year in the sports world. So not only will you be snacking on all of your child's candy, because yes, there is a parent tax, just like there is in life. You got to teach them early. I'm going to be taking 25% of that candy, girl. We also have all kinds of college football on the slate. We've got the World Series, could be the clinching game for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. And then later on in this hour, we'll get to the squad parlay, Double D's degenerate parlay, which is shooting for the absolute moon this week. Can't wait to hear what he has there. But Jenks, as I was looking at the college football slate, I feel like when we started the college football season, this was going to be a great weekend. You had Penn State and Ohio State. You had Georgia and Florida. You had Oklahoma and Tennessee. Vanderbilt and Texas, because I thought some people, you know, even at the start of the season, were like, hey, Vanderbilt could be good. And Texas is going to have, like, you know, Heisman Trophy winner Arch Manning. They're going to be the top seed in the college football playoff. But now you look at the slate, and I feel like it has lost its luster just a little bit.
Yeah. The Penn State one in particular. And that's the tough one. Ugh. I mean, this was going to be woof. Like, you know what's crazy is that I'm glad you said that, because when I was handicapping yesterday and look at these games, when I saw that game, because it's at the top of our rundown, I was like, terrible. I moved on. And I was like, wait, did you just say terrible about Ohio State and Penn State? You would have never thought that, like you were talking about. It's hard to believe we're here, but that's how things have fallen for the Nittany Lions. And this game, which was going to be incredible, was supposed to be Penn State's ability to get over the hump here, is just some sort of afterthought now.
Right. It's sad. Like, this was supposed to be the biggest game in the Big Ten. It was supposed to be for all the marbles, but instead it's like, hey, no, it's going to be Indiana. It's going to be the team to beat in the Big Ten, which maybe we should give some more credit to Ohio State. And here's the thing about Ohio State. I feel like they've just been cruising along, and sometimes we kind of forget about them because they're doing what they're supposed to do. You know, they're winning games. I don't know if they're covering numbers. And again, this is a very big spread. But do you think we're giving Ohio State enough credit? Like, we talk about all these Heisman candidates, and I feel like nobody even mentions Julian Sayin.
Yeah, I think they're just playing quality football, and we're waiting for them to take on someone who can challenge them. But Sayin has gotten really good. That defense is all world, like it always is. And we're not talking about Ohio State because they're doing what Ohio State does, which is just dominate each and every week. They're not exciting, not because they're not exciting. They're not exciting because they're just a machine right now. You know, it's just like watching an assembly line being like, look at this thing work. Whoa, man, impressive. You know, and that's just what they do. When you talk about the national championship picture, we kind of ignore Ohio State because it's sort of a given that, okay, this is the best team in the country, but what about everybody else?
Right. And I think it's just one of those things that they are so dominant on both lines of scrimmage, like their offensive and defensive lines. They've got those great receivers that it's just like sometimes they're just dominant. And again, like, we want to follow the good storylines. And right now the best storyline in the Big Ten is Indiana. So it feels like Indiana's taking all those headlines and all the spotlight that maybe we would once be giving to Ohio State. All right, Double D is a big Penn State fan. So, David, I want to ask you, how far has Penn State fallen? Like, obviously, we know that they have fallen down in the dumps, but is it 18.5 points against Ohio State in the dumps?
Wow. just shots fired. To me, here's the thing, and this is my biggest question right now is Ohio State looking past Penn State because of all the stuff that has gone on at Penn State over the last 4 weeks. Are they looking past them? Listen, at the end of the day, Penn State has probably the best secondary or equal secondary to Ohio State. This is going to be the best secondary and the best defense that Ohio State has seen so far. Unfortunately, Penn State has a redshirt freshman, Grunkmeyer, starting at quarterback this weekend. I'm sure Matt Patricia is going to dial up all kinds of blitz schemes. And the only way Penn State has even a remote possibility is if Ohio State looks past them, Penn State gets that running game going to feed into their play action pass, and it's going to have to be Penn State plays a perfect game and Ohio State turns the ball over a minimum, and I do mean a minimum of 4 times for them to even have a look at a victory. I don't know if they cover, because once again, I don't know how much offense Penn State's going to be able to generate. It's very possible that this ends up being like a 21-3 kind of game or a 21-0 kind of game.
Great. Exactly what we were hoping for at the start of the season, the banner game where it's 21-3. But I will say, you know, the total in this one's 44.5, which is extremely low for college. And it almost feels like they are begging you to take Penn State. Because when you have a total of 44.5 and a spread of 19.5,
yeah,
like simply from a logic standpoint, you're like, what? But maybe the under is worth a look if you don't believe in the Penn State offense. 44.5 seems low, but we've seen it with some of these great defenses where sometimes these totals, you know, don't get out of the 20s. So I don't think it's a game that I'll be betting on, but it is disappointing that this is not the banner game that we expected. All right, Jenks, I know you'll be excited for this one, and I do want to talk about it because people have talked about how this line almost looks fishy to a point. So number 20, Texas, at home, 2.5-point favorites against number 9, Vanderbilt. Total of 45.5 in this one, another low total.
Yeah.
Some people are saying this line is disrespectful to Vanderbilt. Do you think that is fair?
I think it seems that way. I think this line is a trap. I would bet Vanderbilt, but I also don't trust this line. This is the classic, why is the higher ranked team getting points? And sometimes that works out, but you see this all the time in football. And more often than not, it's the other side that is the right side. I mean, think about the market is so high on Vanderbilt right now, as high as you can be. Conversely, the market is as low as you can be on Texas, right? You've got two very disparate teams here as far as where they are in the market. So we don't know if Arch is going to play. He's been working out with the team a little bit. If he doesn't go, Matthew Caldwell is going to go. Matthew Caldwell actually is a very good backup quarterback. He's come in some spots, and he can sling it. Last week against Mississippi State, Arch got knocked out. Who comes in and throws that touchdown pass? Matthew Caldwell. There are some rumblings that maybe he could run this offense even better than Arch because he has more experience. They got him out of the portal. The Texas defense took a step back last week. This is still a top 10 defense. So I would lean Vanderbilt. I understand it. But this line is telling me it might be a trap.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, and sometimes we've seen this. Like, remember when, what was the line in that Texas and Oklahoma game? I'm trying to remember. Wasn't Texas favored? And
yeah,
people are like, what on earth?
Exactly.
So sometimes you see these games that are fishy, and the line, the people who are making the lines, like, they know. And sometimes you're like, okay, there is a reason this line is fishy. I need to take another look at this game. So I wanted to ask you, because I think the key matchup for me in this game, and a lot of people who are casual football fans, is Diego Pavia against this Texas defense. Do you think Texas's defense has the ability to at least keep him mediocre in this game?
Yes, I do. The Texas defense is nasty. They should get Michael Taft back. He was out. Well, I take that back. He's questionable. So he would be huge for this defense. People don't really know him, but he is the leader of that defense in the back end. But Texas took a step back against Mississippi State. They're not going to take a step back. And now they're finally back at home. They know how good Vanderbilt is. They've come off two real stinker of performances, if you think about it. I mean, both Kentucky and Mississippi State went to overtime. Texas is finally back home. This is a great defense. If there's only a handful of defenses in the country that can really contain a guy like Pavia, but I think Texas is one of them, yeah.
Again, it feels similar to, I think, wasn't it the game before the Oklahoma one where Texas lost to Florida?
Yeah.
And you're like, what is, they look so bad in that game. Why would they be favorites in this game? So it's one of those things where, again, I feel like the line matters. And we will see who wins in a game with a very tight spread. Let's talk about the world's largest cocktail party, number 5 Georgia at unranked Florida. And we know the story in this one. Florida, tough times in Gator Country as they're, you know, amongst some chaos with their head coaching situation. But here's the thing. This is a rivalry matchup. I feel like these games are always close. I've gone to many of these games, even in years when Florida has been downright terrible and they have played like 3 quarterbacks in the same game. These games have been close. It's wild. Even when Georgia has been at its most dominant, most of these games have been close between these two. And I'll say this, Georgia does not feel as dominant this year as it has in years past, but I'll also say this, Georgia feels like the most resilient team in college football. We have seen it. Even when they're trailing in the fourth quarter, they find a way to win. And hell, they find a way to cover. Like, remember that Ole Miss game? Ole Miss was winning the whole game, and then Georgia finds a way to win and cover the number for bettors at the last minute. So 7.5-point spread here, total 50.5. Jenks, which way are you leaning?
Oh, I actually like Florida here, believe it or not. I want to take the Gators and the points. I think Double D is on this as well. And one thing that gives me pause is that I believe Georgia has won by at least 14 points in each of the last 3 games. But the thing about Georgia this year is their defense isn't what it used to be. It's still very good. Don't get me wrong. But also, now that Billy Napier is gone, you're going to see a switch up in how Florida operates in this game. So you've got Billy Gonzalez, the receivers coach for Florida, taking over on an interim basis, and he has said, we're going to throw the ball around, we're going to be more aggressive on offense. I think we could see someone like Dallas Wilson have a huge game. And again, Georgia very good on defense, but they don't have that dog like they've had over the past few seasons here. It's a rivalry game, neutral site. I think the half point could be the difference. Give me Florida.
Yeah, if you zoom out and look at these two teams head-to-head over the last 10, each team is 5-5 against the number against each other. So one of those things where I just think you look at the rivalry and you think long and hard before laying that 7.5. But again, I felt the same way in that game against Ole Miss, and Ole Miss did not cover the number. All right, from a viewing standpoint, I think we'll go to this one. Oklahoma and Tennessee. Number 18, Oklahoma on the road at 14, Tennessee. Tennessee laying 3 here. Total of 56.5. The Oklahoma defense is very, very good. Tennessee has shown some flashes of being a very good offense. We know Josh Heupel is one of the best in the business at scripting opening drives, and they've been a very good first half team. But sometimes they have not held on to things in the second half. Jenks, we know you hate Oklahoma here, but is there a betting angle that people should know about?
Oh, God. I actually think Oklahoma is the right side here, believe it or not. When you look at Oklahoma, look, I hate these guys so much. I hate them.
We know.
But the thing about Tennessee is this. Tennessee has not faced a lot of great defenses. Oklahoma has an exceptional defense, okay? I know Ole Miss had a lot of success last week, but also that's a Lane Kiffin offense, and Ole Miss is one of the better teams in the country. Tennessee has looked very good offensively. I get that. But also, they haven't played a top-tier defense like the Sooners. And also, John Mateer, even though he's not healthy right now, he should not have come back for the Texas game. He's just not the same player. He's healthy enough. But the thing is, if you can get inside the red zone on this Tennessee defense, you can score. They have one of the worst red zone defenses in the entire country. So all Oklahoma has to do is get it inside the 20, and they should be able to have enough success to keep this within the number. I will take Oklahoma plus 3, but I won't bet it because I hate everything Oklahoma. And I'm wearing Vol orange today, by the way. For this segment, this is Tennessee orange, not Halloween.
Yes, and for the Texas segment, it's burnt orange. But I do want to add that you're the only person I've ever heard use a bunch of inbreds as part of the handicap going against Oklahoma in weeks past.
They are.
But here's the thing on Tennessee for me is that it feels like the market has been too high on them. They have gone just 1-4 against the number in their last 5 games, and a lot of those, you know, is favorites where they're just not covering the number. It should be noted that some of those spreads were really big. And this spread has even come down, which, you know, I think that kind of points towards Oklahoma. It's now down to 2.5 in some shops, but it is a low spread. So a lot of it will just be who wins this game. We know Tennessee has a great home field advantage, but I don't think it's one that I will be betting on. I'll say this quickly. Georgia Tech laying 5.5 at NC State. I keep hearing people make cases for NC State, Jenks, and I'm like, do people watch this team? Like, we have talented players, but we just can't execute. So, no thank you, please. I've heard a lot of gambling Twitter try to sell me on NC State this week. But no thank you, please. Georgia Tech's actually a decent team.
Yeah, they're an awesome team. Georgia Tech is no joke. Like, maybe the number is the number here, but I don't feel good about fading Georgia Tech, man. They're running on all cylinders. Best start since the 60s.
Right, and it's only 5.5 points. I don't know who made this line, but might have to check them in to a facility. All right, coming up next, Game 6 of the World Series. Can the Blue Jays close it out? All of our bets are next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.